Iraq's future will depend not only on the wealth of its oil industry, but on the strength of the democratic structures necessary for a government, as President Bush has said, of, for, and by the Iraqi people. This week, delegations of Sunnis, Shiites, Kurds, Turkmen, Iraqi expatriates, and American administrators meeting in Baghdad said they plan to announce a transitional government in about a month. We're joined by Thomas Carruthers, director of the Democracy and Rule of Law Project at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He's written and spoken extensively about U.S. plans for the future of Iraq, and he's here in our studios. Welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be here with you, Linda.
Give us an idea of the steps that Iraq and the United States must take now before there can be an Iraqi constitution and a leadership structure.
Well, the first stage is the formation of this interim administration and now what people are even now calling transitional government. They're in effect a government of national unity, which isn't elected, but which is essentially put together from these negotiations that are going to be held throughout the month of May. This government, or interim administration, then needs to appoint a number of people to form a constitution writing process, kind of a constituent assembly of some type that will get together on a regular basis, write a constitution, and then the constitution needs to be put to the Iraqi people for debate and eventual approval. But this isn't an easy thing, because in the constitution, they're going to have to solve problems like the relationship between mosque and state, which is a fundamental issue in Iraqi politics. So writing a constitution isn't a technical process. It's about arriving at a fundamental political consensus in a society that hasn't really had one for some time.
So the big question is the separation of mosque and state. Mm. The real question is whether the United States can head off Islamist movements, which do seem to be relatively well organized considering that they've been so repressed for so long in Iraq.
There are some significant forces in the Shia community in Iraq who'd like to see a more theocratic state, and the United States is already opposing itself to some of those. So this is going to be an intense political battle, one in which the United States really can't play a direct role. What I think it can really try to do is just create an enabling situation in which these people stay within certain political rules, agree not to fight openly, that is with arms, but to try to fight it out politically. But these are not issues on which the United States has a great legitimacy about making decisions for the Iraqi people. We're going to have to live with a government we may not like, but that's part of promoting democracy.
One of the things I've wondered about is that for 30 years almost, the Ba'ath Party has ruled in Iraq. They are the people who have the experience of governing. So can the American administrators, as they try to put together this transitional government, reach out to Ba'ath Party people, or will the people stand for that?
I think they'll reach out to a number of mid and high-level people who worked in the Saddam Hussein regime, but to work in ministries in hopefully a technical capacity, drawing upon their skill and experience, but not as representatives of the Ba'ath Party and probably not as representatives of any organized political movement.
Well, here's another institutional question. Should Iraq be allowed to have a police force? Should it have a military? Doesn't it need to have one to protect itself against not necessarily friendly neighbors?
Iraq needs both a police force and a military. It needs a police force, first of all, and most urgently, and they are already undertaking measures to start training Iraqis to constitute a new police force. Now, an Iraqi military isn't urgently needed. Iraq is currently under American sort of security occupation and doesn't face any external threats, but Iraq will need a military over time, and it will have to be reconstituted, probably drawing upon people who were in Saddam Hussein's military.
Thomas Carruthers is director of the Democracy and Rule of Law Project at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He joined us in our Washington studio. Mr. Carruthers, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.